Yeah, and looking ahead, a lot of people think, well, you know, the masters or the Christ or even God can look in the future and tell everything that's going to happen. But they can't tell everything that's going to happen. They can tell most of the major events for the next 100 years. And that's why they meet every 100 years, because they can plan for what they're going to do with humanity for about 100 years. And humanity is pretty predictable, but not 100%. We did a number of things in this last 100 years that they didn't predict.
Like herding cats.
Yeah. So we're kind of, because we have free will, it's impossible to predict the future 100%. No one's ever produced tomorrow's newspaper today. No one's ever done that. Because it's just impossible to predict everything down to the finest detail. But you can predict a lot of things. Once you know each other here, you can predict certain things. If Sue says she's going to do something in her garden today, well, she'll probably go do something in the garden. So we can predict that she's going to do that because she said she's going to do it. So certain things that we can predict. And then there's like the law of averages. Not everybody likes Republicans or Democrats, but there's a certain percentage that we know that's going to vote one way, and then a certain percentage going to vote another way, and that's pretty dependable. But we don't know the exact number. When an election comes up, we're not, if it's close, we're not sure which one of the guys or gals is going to win, because we're not 100% predictable. We're predictable to a large extent. Matter of fact, it's interesting. I think the polls are less reliable now than they were in ages past. I remember when Kennedy was running against Nixon and looking at the poll that they had clear back in 1960, and it was really accurate. It pinpointed it down to about a tenth of a percent as to how close it was going to be. Said it was going to be really close, and it was. But then you look at polls today, sometimes they're off 5 or 10%. I don't think the pollsters are as honest as they used to be. I don't know what it is. Maybe we're just less predictable today than we were back in 1960.
Can I make a comment? About, one of the hardest beliefs for me to shake growing up in an LDS background was that God doesn't know everything from start to finish.
Yeah.
And so when you're saying they're coming together every 100 years to plan, it's like, don't they already know? Like, this is hard. This has been hard for me to you know, shake that. And but it is important to understand that they don't know everything down to the detail.
They don't know all the details. Now, they know some details. It's going to happen even 2,000 years from now, but not nearly as many as 100 years from now or 50 years from now. The closer the future gets to us, the more they can calculate it accurately. But the farther away you get, you go thousands of years in the future, they can look at cycles and analyze how history repeats itself and everything, and go to a certain degree. And they have records back millions of years, so they have a lot more information about cycles than anybody that exists among humanity today. And because of their study of cycles, they can predict a lot of things that we can't. But they can only predict with reasonable accuracy for 100 years. That's why they meet every 100 years in conclave to plan for the next 100 years. And in between, I'm sure they have many conferences in between for lesser periods, but that's a major conclave they have every 100 years to meet and try to figure out the best things they can do to stimulate the evolution of humanity. Because you can only go so far ahead. It's just like when you're driving. If you try to get your car to just set it so it drives straight down the road, well, pretty soon it'll drive off the road, so you have to keep correcting it. And the farther you go, the more you have to correct. And you can only, with looking in the future, it's a little bit like that, in the fact that you can see so far into the future, and then you have to kind of guess if you look over that level.
Is this the reason why they say that no man knows the day or the hour that the Christ will return? Is because it's just so up in the air? They don't know exactly when the right time is yet until it gets closer?
Yeah, it says only the Father knows, but I think the Father knows only on a higher level. And the Father knows that when certain things happen, then that will happen. He probably doesn't think in the year 2050 or something like that. You know, a high entity like that wouldn't think that way. But it tells us that God knows the end from the beginning. So in the mind of God, there's a vision of Christ returning, and he knows the circumstances in which that would happen, but he may not be knowing the exact year. He probably doesn't pay attention to data like that. Think of The Course in Miracles makes this interesting statement about God, is that God doesn't pay attention to any of the details that happens here. He's got his mind on a lot of other things in the higher realms. But, which is an interesting statement, that we pay a lot of attention to these details. But God or the Holy Spirit, who he works through to reach us, the Holy Spirit doesn't pay attention to the details of our lives. It pays attention to the important principles and events in our lives that will take us along the path, and leaves the details up to us. So the Holy Spirit is not concerned at all about how many miles you drove to come here or how many days you're staying here, but it's concerned with the energies in circulation here. That's the way the mind of God approaches us. It tunes in to the frequency, to the love that's expressed here, to the desires, the requests of the minds to help us Father along the path, things like that. But as far as individual details, they're completely ignored. But their overall picture is looked at by the higher lives, but not the little details. Well, think, if you were even some type of exalted being, a master or an angel or something like that, would you want to look into all the details of your life over even 24 hours? Every little thing you've done, you know, from getting up in the morning, getting dressed, showering, or whatever. Why would a higher life be interested in all that those data, the books you read or whatever? But then, when you reach a point to where you think, I want to improve my relationship, I want to be able to tune in to the energy of love, or I want to serve. When you think exalted thoughts, then the Holy Spirit will tune into you. And when it tunes into you, you will actually feel it to varying degrees. The more you tune in and break through the layers between spirit and matter, the more you will receive from the Holy Spirit. Okay, the hierarchy itself is on the ray of love, wisdom, and the Christ presides over them, and this corresponds to the Son. Now, working with him on this aspect is a European master, And under him is the master KH, or Kuthumi. And then under him is DK, and DK is the one that transmitted all the writings to Alice A. Bailey. So DK, KH, and a European master were all working under, directly under the Christ, under the same type of love, wisdom, energies. And then the first aspect, was, which is the father aspect, and representing God the Creator, but they're just representing Him. They're not God the Creator. But the head of the first aspect in the spiritual hierarchy is called the Manu, and under him works Masters Jupiter and Maurya. The third aspect is linked to the Holy Spirit, and it's presided over by one that's called the Maha Kohen, and he's also called the Lord of Civilization. The Master Rikoxi has recently taken that job. He was the master of the seventh ray as Saint Germain. That was one of his lives, and he was shortly before Alice A. Bailey died. He was promoted to the Lord of Civilization, the head of the Holy Ghost energies, which is called the third ray. And he doesn't say who took his place. But that composes what I've read there, just composes the Christ and 12 masters that work directly under him. And then connected to all these are additional masters, making a total of 49. And the others, he doesn't give the names out. He says it's not really safe to give the names out. Oh, and under Rikoxi is a Venetian master, Serapis, and Hilarion, and Jesus, and an unnamed replacement for Rikoxi. That completes the 13 all together. Now, the reason Jesus and the Christ are separate, most of you were I don't know if Kwaku is aware of that teaching about the Christ when he was here, or when Jesus when he was here was had a divine possession of Melchizedek, came and shared his body with him, and so there were two entities in one body at the same time. Jesus was the reincarnation of Joshua that was with Moses. And the Christ was Melchizedek, and they were both in the body at the same time, and that's what gave Jesus tremendous power to produce miracles and unite heaven and earth. And so that's why the Master Jesus is on the sixth ray under the Lord of Civilization. Whereas the Christ is the head of the entire spiritual hierarchy.